The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Dogwater Studios and with my own load of fanny, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Here, as always, are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hey.
And the Dogwater Dick in the back. Chewy's back out in the mines again. But in the studio, we've got two really good friends, Adam Springob. What's your name again? From the Canes.
You're on the phone.
Talking out of our
my name's Greg.
Get off your fucking phone, Greg.
Son
You're on the podcast.
Dave,
right?
Is he really?
He's texting. Are you texting your girl?
No. He's checking his calendar.
He's looking at the Gilborn weather for tomorrow.
Greg Gilborn and Adam
Springob. I was actually trying to look for a quote that I wanted to reference, but you assholes had to point
Everybody, yeah, welcome to Greg and Adam from the Canes.
Awesome.
Again. Yep, this is your second time in studio.
We have some mic, yeah.
We got an MDC here where Mike would be sitting.
The Mike Orris, the new drummer. Yeah. He's too cool to be here, I guess.
Just star of the
Like Chewy.
Subcranium.
Subcranium, yeah. Right.
No, he really wishes he could be here. He really does.
No, I bet. No, Mike's a good guy. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
We haven't had him on here yet, though. And that's his problem, not mine.
Absolutely.
Thank you, darling. Hi, everybody. I hope your week was as great as mine. As we talked about, there's a lot of events last weekend, from Stregapalooza on Friday to the White Party on Saturday to the Casualties on Sunday, and still the open mic on Monday that I hosted.
Right, tonight.
Three days ago.
In the
recent past, yeah. it's been a killer weekend, lots of fun, a lot of community support, people coming out of the woodwork for all the shows, despite the surprisingly chilly winds and weather.
Yeah, it snowed today in the recent past.
Yeah, it snowed all weekend, and that was kind of lame. But people came out for shows. We had a blast. Stregapalooza, you guys were all there.
Yeah, that was
right.
A lot of fun.
Let's talk about that. Stregapalooza. Yeah. Larry Cooper.
Magic Larry Cooper.
What's his name?
Magic.
Magic Larry. Huh, I haven't heard that before. That sounds like a great stage name. He should really stick with it. Magic Larry.
It's stuck with him.
Well, it's better than the other
Magic
one.
Magic
There is no other nickname.
Oh, yes, there is.
Mini like Cooper. Sorry, Larry.
Dude, I tried to stop him, Larry.
The first bell of the
it.
Episode.
Larry had a killer set.
He did. And really, he organized a big chaotic show that went on all day. And we had some minor glitches, but we got past it all and had a blast, and I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so kudos
the kids are
to Larry.
All right, dude.
Larry Strake Cooper cool. also has free music online.
Yeah, Larry Cooper music. Videos.
And he's
going
to start with a cover. With cover of the week.
Yeah, cover of the week.
That's right.
Adam Springob one was awesome. The Sublime Grateful
Scarlet
Dead.
Oh, Scarlet Begonias. Right. Yeah, that was a blast.
Cool.
Nice, dude.
I've got one slated for the near future.
Oh, yeah, you're doing that, too.
Yeah, we're going to do Skulls, I think.
Nice,
yeah.
Misfits.
Yeah.
Larry Cooper doing the Misfits.
Have you done one with him?
How fucking cool is that?
We're talking about it. We're trying to find the right song.
Cool. Good for you.
Gilmore's on the list, yeah, for sure.
It's a good thing. Very good thing.
Thanks, Larry Cooper.
Yeah. And I had a blast, and I got loaded, so thanks to the bar, too.
I want to say a big shout out to my gal Ruby Jane, who killed it.
Yes, she sure
awesome.
Did.
Very good. And then Scarlet Presence was fucking ridiculous, right?
That
was
awesome.
The best.
Yeah, I love that.
Thing I saw that whole night.
And Michelle's solo right there at the end, where she's on her knees and laying on her back and feedback and just being a shredder,
dude. Coming from the organ and shit. Yeah
beautiful, man.
Yeah. No, and like going back and forth between the organ and the guitar.
Fucking experience.
Damn talented young people. I hate you all.
Great set.
There's
Hey, Greg, what did you think about her set? Was it good or bad?
Good or bad? I only caught the end of it. It was good.
All right, and this uncomfortable silence brought to you by our good friends at
Pinky Polansky.
No cafe.
Yes, there too.
Check the Pinky Link. Check the Pinky Link. Thank you, Eric. And
it's
just like
funny
to say,
every time he says it. Do it one more time.
What was that? Oh,
you,
Rory Dad, tell us about your white party on Saturday. What was
your
white power party? What was that?
Did you have to throw any black people out?
We did not.
Did Asians show up?
Many. Nice. There were many people of all colors in lovely white outfits. I, of course, was wearing brown.
Jesus.
You did?
Oh, you wore brown?
I wore a brown outfit.
And paid extra. Shit brown?
No, I didn't pay anything. I was a celebrity consul.
Of course.
I brought the chocolate cake vodka. I was the chocolate man. And I passed out Jello shots. I got there at 7 and started setting up the Jello shots. The door opened at 8, and I didn't stop passing out shots until about 11:30 or midnight when they were shutting the doors.
Working it. Right.
Oh, it was great. It was great. We had a few bottles left over at the end. Me and Jenny Pez were running around.
What was the entertainment like?
Did Jenny get laid?
I'm not at liberty to discuss such things.
Really?
Whether or not I know.
That's a yes.
If you want to ride the Jenny train, you'll have to inquire within.
I really want to. We can only hope.
I'm not sure what the grand totals were, but a lot of people showed up.
Jenny getting laid?
No. At the fundraiser.
They figured out the money part.
The charitable fundraiser that I was a part of. Thank you, Mr. Spagnuolo.
The white party. Spunk.
We raised money for Rain Shadow High School.
Awesome.
MS, a little boy who needs our help. And damn, one other thing that I remembered last week and
it
can't
was
remember
important.
Now. They were all very important. But you can get for more information, you can check in with Salon 7 and they will have better details. Like them on Facebook. It's a great local salon. I go there for most of my haircuts.
In like most areas that you get cut?
Exactly. Yeah. No, there's just that one part in the back. I go somewhere else.
Like on the one hand, I'm grossed out by Rory chopping off his ball hair, but on the other hand, I'm kind of grateful.
No, you know, he has them do that one.
I think just knowing that it's done is...
I wasn't even referring to that. I meant the cowlick on the back
what?
Of my head. Yeah, you shut
no.
up. Keep her out of this. Keep her out of this conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm a mom.
I got nervous at Rain Shadow. I'm like, oh, shit.
But I know it was a great event. There was a great little fashion show. There was great DJs. The Alley provided some bartending on the other side of the bar.
Nice.
The Alley?
Yes, the Alley. Chapin
awesome.
Was there.
Chapin.
I got to hang out with my
that
buddy Chapin.
That goes into our Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sunday at
the
Alley.
Had a big party weekend himself.
Yeah.
So, but thank you to Jenny O and Tanya and everybody over at Salon 7. It was a great event. I was just so happy to be a part of it for a second year in a row.
Fuck yeah.
It's kind of like the anniversary of my coming out, because coming out from being married, faggot. Like you wish.
Like
you wish.
Quit
a bit
out.
Gay, wasn't he?
Good to see you, faggot.
Last year when Shy and I split, I was upset for a few weeks, and the white party was kind of the first time I like really got out and was just like, hey... Let's network and meet people, and
fuck
so
yeah.
It was my year anniversary, and it was just good to be a part of it again.
I saw
and it
your
is
post.
Such a great event that does a lot of good.
I love my life.
Walking Rory home God. At 7 a.m. from
yeah, he
from
posts
Shays.
On Facebook. I love my life.
My life rocks.
Woo!
Yeah, my life effing
I
rocks.
That,
I like walking home at the sunrise.
I've only known a couple people to just fucking blurt that out in the room, you know? And that you're one of them makes me happy, dude.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. I do what I can. I've also been known, maybe in my youth many years ago, been known to blurt out things like, I love drugs.
See, I blurted that out before. But not anymore. I am on the straight and narrow.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm mostly just drinking alcohol on my off time when I'm not working.
But what do we always say about Nick?
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
I was thinking he's like, he's a little, what is it, low and to the right? No, that's wrong.
A little high and to the left. Yeah.
That's exactly.
Way to pick up on the cue, Rick.
What? I'm just looking at the, where is that anyway?
Second beer, all right.
And
podcast people, I'm
on my
second beer.
Bought Elko. We've just
yeah,
lost
no,
Elko.
Brought
they
to you
stopped
by.
Listening.
Hey, let's do a commercial for Reno Computer Fix.
It's 10 minutes late, but I found it.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
There we go.
There we go.
That's Nick.
Thank you. Yeah, Reno Computer Fix, my favorite computer shop in town, located right next to the Dandelion Deli on Wells. They will fix your computer, and they're not going to screw you over by charging you by the hour. They're just going to charge you by the job. Any simple fix, $50.
That's it.
And if you get goods and services over $100 and mention Worst Little Podcast, $25 off. So you're only paying $75 for $100 worth of work. Hell, that could be a third of a computer.
That's right. And they said if you use the secret password this week, anal probe, you will get an extra 10% off.
Did they?
Yes.
I missed that.
No kafab.
They didn't tell me that. Why are they talking to you?
Oh, you didn't know that we're connected on the Facebook. We're friends.
Ah, well, so, good. All right, then. Way to bring it in. Way to reel it in.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anal.
Just tell them that.
Anal probe.
Tell them anal probe, and they will give you an extra 10%.
Yeah.
Reno Computer Fix.
Max Volume probe.
Max Volume endorses Reno Computer Fix on our show only.
It's monstrous.
All right. Sunday.
Casualties. Sunday. Casualties.
Right. Did
with
you go?
The liver scars. No, I was at home with a girl that wasn't my daughter. And that was nice. And I'm not going to say anything further, but she's really cool.
On Sunday, you were home with this girl.
Yes.
And you went to the white party on Saturday.
Yes. No, no.
Instead
totally
of hearing about
things.
How cool the casualties were, and they were, and it was awesome. This is a typical. Go look them up on fucking YouTube, man. The casualties are dope.
Punk fucking rock.
You can
man.
Imagine how cool it was. Let's hear about what happened.
Oh
with
no!
Rory and
oh
the girl.
No! No!
My daddy is the best.
A young lady I know that I've been spending some time with in the last week came over, and we watched like 3 or 4 episodes of Doctor Who.
Mm.
And
is that code?
Good, right?
No.
Okay.
We made out, but we watched TV.
Dude, not many girls watch Doctor Who, so
that's pretty
cool. That's good, right?
What are you freaking out about over here, Greg?
Nothing.
No, say it. Say it, Parker.
Body convulsions. Or maybe he just feels pressured with the mic.
Yeah,
he's stuck in between the mic and the wall, and he's got no headroom.
Did you so also, quote unquote, watch Doctor Who phone. With a girl?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Nervously.
Yeah, describe my penis in one sentence or one TV show, Doctor Who. Yeah, never mind.
So
bad internet meme. Ignore me.
Let me do an outro on Sunday. Liver scars kicked ass. Let's hear some fucking Canes. All right, let's do it that way.
Who?
The Canes.
Who?
Doctor Who.
Huh? Oh, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
So, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, thanks.
Do
thank
you want to bust out with a song this early?
Yeah.
Well, I was
going to. Unless you have something to add, Rick.
No, let's play Free Me when you get a chance. Let's,
The one off the CD, or were you going to play it for it?
Because imagine Rick.
Do you mind if I
bands this weekend as usual, right?
Nope, I was out of town. Remember I went to visit my dad in Gayville.
Let's talk about that after this song.
Okay.
Can
I say a little something
about
the song? I got a chance to listen to the song a few days ago. And
Rick's Mecca.
I got to say, it was a little different than other things I've heard from you guys. But, it's not like it sounded like a whole different band or anything. But just a little bit of a departure. I like Mike on the drums on the recording. It was really solid, tight, and together.
Of course.
One part, it was a little understated power in your singing, and then the other kind of segment of the song I found to be pretty groovy.
So is this new drummer or old drummer on this recording?
This is Mike. This is
new with Mike. Yeah. And Free Me, thumbs up from Reverend Rory. I really like it. It's
awesome.
A good tune.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I can't wait to hear you guys play it live at the show.
Cool. Yeah. You're not playing right now? We're gonna listen to CD.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now that Nick's caught up.
Yes.
So this Reno song, well, Computer Fix.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, even nice. The live studio audience likes it.
Clap for everything, though.
No, really. I like that song a lot.
Beautiful. Yeah, we're fucking stoked.
Thank you.
Nice. And like, you know, we were talking a little while we were listening to it. It all hinges on that tambourine right there. Yeah.
Got a hand to the tambourine player.
Whichever the homeless guy you paid $5 to do that. Kudos to him. Hey, you're helping out the community. So, is that song available to everybody? Can we find that on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can get a free download at thecanes.bandcamp.com.
Yes, that's at Bandcamp.
And the album will be available by the 1st of May on iTunes and things of that nature, Spotify's and.
Maybe. Search the Canes.
Now, are you doing a big digital release kind of thing all on like the same day as a CD? Or
well, we're having a release party on the 27th, and the following week it'll be available. Digital.
Okay,
so it's a little. I mean, coming to the release party is like a little get it ahead of time kind of thing.
Cool, and get your hands on it.
Yeah,
not just
sexually.
Yeah. We're actually Jess.
What do you think about that was Nick's response?
Jess over at Cherry Bear is making us a few custom. We're getting like 25 super deluxe editions of the album that are for sale.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Candy Shop did that. It worked out pretty
good. Special, your like 3D glitter productions.
Yeah, we're saved up. We can buy Dog Water Dick Time right now.
Ooh.
We can already do the second album if we want, but we're buying some shirts and doing other shit too. So we're going to try to stretch your dollar. But we still have stuff to sell.
And did you hear that sound of disappointment?
But that is the awesome power of Dogwater Cherry Bear Records. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it works.
It is a good combo.
That recording was who? Where was that?
Yeah, where did that come out of?
That was Stonehaven Studio.
Stonehaven.
So Scotty.
Scotty. Yeah, the Liver Scars work with Scotty.
Right on.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff, dude.
Fuck, it sounds great.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he did a great job and we spent a lot of time on it. We started it February 2012.
Oh, wow.
Dude, recording doesn't always go quick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like with a movie. How long does it take?
Till it's
forever. It's done. Yeah.
There was a long gap, though, in between recording sessions, but.
I was going to hit the fucking.
Sexually.
Oh, thank you, Max.
There was a huge gap. Oh, God, I get one of these.
But enough about Greg. How are you, Adam?
I want to hear about? I want to hear about Rick's big gay weekend, dude.
Oh, right. I would talk about that one
I'll have
thing
you know
with
I visited my
you.
Father your, with my nephew and nieces.
I know it was a family event, but also right. I want to hear about when you went
I did not go out
to Mecca.
At night to Guernville.
Oh, you didn't go down to the Russian River.
No, I only went during the day, but it's creepy enough during the day. There's just gay people walking around in the light.
Creepy old guy in trench coats hanging out on corners of alleyways going, hey, want to buy a condom?
I did go walking around in the woods, though, in one morning, but it was the morning after a late night, and so there was no, like... So everybody had already, like, had their wild sex parties, and I did find one condom laying in the grass.
Spunk.
Well, at least they were safe.
Yeah, well, who knows?
And you found one. How many people were out there?
Who knows?
Did
who
they
knows?
All take turns?
There's a big sign that says no alcohol, but banging other guys is fine.
Did you bang another guy, dude?
No. In fact, hanging out with the family and having a great weekend, I haven't gotten off in like 5 days. So I'm about ready to blow. So if anybody after the show,
I haven't heard
wants
that
later out,
yet.
Yeah. And when it happens, I'm gonna need. I'm gonna need windshield wipers on my computer.
All hands on deck.
So
all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Spunk.
Yeah, it's been a while. So.
Oh.
So yeah, nothing exciting. But I did go to the coffee shop a lot and hang out. And there was a lot of like weird gay guys. And I got a few looks. You know, like
who's he?
Yeah. Hey, Thor, you visiting here
guy
too?
Look like- Anthrax.
Yeah. And there was the disease, not the guy from the band.
No, the guy from the band.
Okay.
I mean that in the nicest way.
Totally.
Right.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Rory.
Why?
Also,
fuck you, Rory.
Because Bobby Slayton said so.
Oh, I hate you.
Awesome. So sorry to let you down, Nick. I had a great time with the family.
How's your dad?
Fucking great, and he got really drunk on Saturday and barbecued. Yeah,
there we go.
Oh my God.
Oh, when Rick Sr. gets drunk, that means good food's in the making.
And there was 40
he
people.
He does a barbecue every year, right?
They made meatballs the size of your fist and like 80 of them in this giant pot, like the size of a cauldron. It was amazing. It was so amazing. And steaks and fucking chicken.
I wish my family was your family.
It's just awesome. The food, I felt so sick.
Why don't we
sick.
Just open a restaurant with your dad.
He really should.
He should. He has I've had a bunch of different things that he's made. He's got a lot of little simple tricks and recipes up his sleeve.
Worst little restaurant.
Yeah, and Judy. Judy, his wife, same deal.
Judy's
like,
a great
shit.
She's a great little Betty Crocker as well.
Oh, but Judy's grandsons, like who I've known ever since they got together like fucking 15 years ago or something.
Right.
But so I've known them as little kids. This time I show up and all of her grandsons are teenage men.
Ah.
Like, and I mean, since Christmas.
So
like at Christmas, they still seemed like little kids, and then they show up, and they're all
young
men. They're all good looking. It was like I wasn't
proud of them.
Well, no, I just thought, holy shit,
they done growed up.
My nephews in law are really good looking young men.
Say
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to, you know, it freaks you out, like, you know, a little kid, and then one day you haven't seen them in a while, and they show up. And they look like a person, and that person isn't ugly. Yeah. Like, and it just freaks you out. Like, holy shit! They, you know, I don't know. Is that, dude, anybody had that experience?
I got one today, dude. Kevin Smith showed his 18-year-old daughter, and I was all, "Oh my god, dude! That chick is fucking hot as balls, dude!"
Right.
And I watched her in Kevin Smith's movies when she was a little kid, so that's creepy, dude. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I'm
exactly 40. What I mean.
She's a little 18-year-old, but she's hot. You
well, it's like
admit it.
Everybody.
Yeah, not, and it's not.
You
want to
know,
like,
what I love about high school chicks?
You know a lot about that, don't you?
They seem.
What?
Yeah. Just saying.
No comment.
No comment. Huh? So,
sexually.
Other than your CD release show, I want to turn this back to the band here.
The band.
Yeah, it's
right.
A good idea.
Fuck those guys.
Oh, okay.
Hot 18-year-old.
No,
oh,
the Canes. Oh.
Not us. The band. But yes. Well, let's, again, fuck you. Let's talk to Adam. Adam, besides the CD release show, what else do you have coming up here? You were mentioning something.
Yeah,
in
you're
the
like
break.
A solo performer, too. Right?
You said future, future kind or something? It.
No, that's the benefit. Future Kind is the benefit that we're playing the Knitting Factory show for.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you about. You should tell me more about that so our listeners know about it.
Oh, it's a nonprofit here in Reno that works with kids under, you know,
high school.
High school
for
kids.
For the local.
At risk.
Yeah, sure. Or underprivileged kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And they also have projects overseas in other countries, South America.
Cool.
Where they help people get, like, clean water and shit like that.
Good. Really cool.
That's Balbo. Baldo. Balbo Balbadilla.
Oh, I like Baldo.
Balbo
Baldo.
Frodo Baggins.
Yeah. He's awesome. That's who.
Yeah,
that's
he's
awesome.
A great
Baldo
guy.
Baldo Baggins. That's
what You know, he's a great guy with a lot of heart that really, he works hard to help people.
Yeah. Other guys, he's musical in that band. As fuck, dude. Like, he's like piped into the thing, you know?
Oh, those guys are very beautiful. Cool. Good friends.
Totally.
And drinking with clowns,
But yeah, when's that going to be? Mm-hmm.
April 27th.
April 27th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the CD release show. It's $1.04 at the door.
Yeah. Oh, it is the CD release show.
Yeah,
it's
the show.
I thought those were two separate events. Nope. I am clued in now.
Yeah, all right.
I feel like Nick.
What, high?
And to the left.
Thank you.
Smash the state. Go communism. No, I don't know. Get it? Wow. You had something?
About what?
I don't know.
Also,
Reed throws it to Nick. Nick is
drinking
zero
with
help.
Clowns. Yeah, but about Baldo.
Baldo. Yeah.
Drinking with clowns is playing our CD release. So is Bazooka Zoo and Scarlet Presence.
Nice.
Fucking rad.
That's a fun lineup.
Yeah.
That's a fun lineup.
Knitting Factory?
Yeah,
Knitting Factory, April 27th.
Is KRZQ sponsoring it?
Yeah.
Nice.
KRZQ.
How did you guys hook that up?
Yeah, really?
It's because of the it's a benefit show for Future Kind.
Oh, cool!
And we got Zombo. We got Zombo.
I saw that.
I'm
jealous.
Show,
I'm a little annoyed and jealous, but you guys got Zombo. I understand why you didn't get me.
Yeah, give us some more Zombo.
Where is the Zombo? Well, hey,
sexually.
get some Zombo sexually.
I saw him at a remote this week too. And he
did
said
he wants
to come back on the show.
Oh,
and
great.
I told him, like, October? I know that's your busy time. And he's all, well, yeah, we'll do that in October.
Oh,
I think we should have Zombo with a band.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? Because when we just had Zombo, we were all scared because we didn't want to offend him.
We should have him with the Vampirates,
and then we can be mean to the band and have a good show, and Zombo can just join in with
just
us.
Just be Zombo, yeah.
Because otherwise
yeah.
we have to be mean to Zombo, and we can't do it because I respect him too much.
Yeah, I couldn't totally, give I couldn't.
I think
Zombo
needs
quiz.
To go sit in the room with you, Rick, while you smoke your pipe.
Oh, that's not a bad. If he can handle the
he's
pipe
back
smoke.
There
yeah.
with you, and then why don't the band smoke? Will have the vampire.
Of course, he
on.
Can handle the smoke. He's this the undead.
The greatest.
He's a zombie
WLP
vampire.
Halloween ever. You guys will see.
And I got to ask: Is Officer Not So Friendly and Werewolfy the same hand? And he started to answer, and then Rory's all, Rick, they are totally two different things. And then he was all, yes, yes, that's right. Werewolfy is a werewolf, and Officer Not So Friendly is an officer.
Yeah, don't
not peel back the magic.
But he started to tell me, and Rory interrupted him. I was so mad. I was like, I wanted to know who that guy is.
I am Zombo.
And if you don't know what we're talking about,
powerful.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, shame on you for not watching Zombo every Saturday night at 11:30.
Support your local bad movie television program.
Yeah. Did you like MST3K? Well, then you fucking better watch Zombo.
Zombo rules.
Yeah. He's always got the hot chicks doing the ditzy things, too.
Hell yeah.
Dude, hot chicks, bad movies, and bad slapstick comedy. What more could you ask for?
And it's it's local stuff, like back in the days of UHF channels.
Exactly.
We like Rory knows he wants to be the leader of the podcast, and Mallory Mishler knows she wants to be a painter, and the Canes know they want to be the Canes, you know? Zombo knows who the fuck he is, dude. Oh, he wants to be
A zombie vampire.
He's rad, dude. I love him like that. Who does that?
No, right.
That guy.
Yeah.
So great.
He's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
I was a big fan as a kid, so it was a real big deal getting him on the show.
Have you heard the Zombo podcast? We had Zombo and we played the music of 7 Seconds. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard
that.
Yeah,
go back. It's like a couple years ago, a year and a half ago.
Oh, check wow. Really? Okay.
You can search the site.
Covered on a previous podcast.
Absolutely.
Sexually.
I'm going to check that out. That's good.
And we got to get a list of stuff for him to say after the show this time, because last time we were unprepared.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be better. Fuck you. Fuck the Reverend Rory should be at the top of the list.
He won't do it.
I know.
We have to do it like with your daughter.
You got to do it.
You
like got to
stay with the rules of like.
He was respectful.
Get him to say fun truck.
I tried to get. Yeah. Oh, no.
Zombo is a.
Oh, no. I just got to get him to say Bob Saget and fun truck. And we can have a Zombo faggot.
No, but I honestly, you know what, though? Since he's not my 6-year-old daughter and he is actually somebody who has trademarks and copyrights and I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
That and then watch the podcast get sued.
Yeah. Right, for taking him out of context. We tried to get him to say Nick, would you put down the bong, and he wouldn't do it because he thought it was like because he didn't want to be mean.
So there's a line.
I think he was okay. I think he was okay with the weed. I think he didn't want to be mean to somebody.
You guys have a bong?
Oh, he didn't want to be mean to me. I love you, Zombo.
He's the best.
Rick's third leg.
I want. Yeah, that's it's. We're speaking in code, and it really needs to be emptied right now. If you know what I mean. I got to go number three,
needs
like nobody's business.
The white pee.
Yeah.
Number three.
I'm gonna play White Rain as soon as everybody leaves.
Hey, I'm glad it's not Purple Rain.
Well, I see a doctor about that.
You guys want to play a song? Your fingers look itchy.
Yeah, live song or disc?
Yeah,
let's hear a live song.
Let's do a live song. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
They were messing around before the show, and we unfortunately did not press record because they were just screwing around.
Well, then we began recording,
and
they
naive.
Stopped.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. We will play later on here in a minute. We will play a song, a world premiere of a song.
Ooh.
Yeah, off the album.
So keep listening.
This date, Wednesday, Thursday morning, whatever the fuck. Whatever you people are listening.
Right. Not Friday.
Not Friday.
Not Friday.
Okay.
I hope.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Not my fault.
Oh, I know.
Thursday.
Yeah, I was busy. It was my fault.
Thursday.
Dave Siegel's all, did you talk about the Rockets, you know? He wanted that out.
Like, yeah.
He called us on our shit.
Dude, if I get stuff later than 2 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, I start getting private messages from people. Where's the podcast?
I know.
Like, wait for it. It's out when it's out. It's like fine-aged whiskey.
When I got a heavy mixing schedule, when I have certain bands, if you're listening, Spike, who suddenly need like last minute changes made and with deadlines that I have to throw in front of the show, then the show gets late. So
that's okay.
It's for the good of Reno music that the show is
absolutely
late. Okay,
that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody deserves Rick.
Rick's doing someone a solid if
always.
I mean,
if it's late,
he's the most solid guy in town.
I didn't take time to jack off, but I did take time to finish everybody's mix.
I didn't mean to.
Did I step on something bad?
No, I just never mind.
Rick, you were doing somebody a solid. That's all we're saying.
Sexually.
Max gets it.
Yeah, Max. Rocky gets it.
Rocky doesn't get it.
Rocky doesn't get it. Oh, I picked Rocky.
I just should have thought about it.
Hey, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, is it coming?
Let's just promote that for like a year ahead of it.
I absolutely. July 27th, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Best fucking party you ever.
Pinky Polansky Horror Picture Show.
And it's going to be two shows again.
Dope.
8 and midnight.
Two shows, all ages, and over 21. And both shows are amazing. Go to both.
Live band.
They're both going to sell out this year, too.
You can see Rocky for fucking 6 hours.
I'm
going to
mention it every
hours.
Week until it happens because it was so awesome
the
in October.
The best time I've ever had.
Dude,
yeah.
I saw the Rocky Horror the one night, and I saw Helmet the next night. There were like 4 or 5 times as many people at Rocky Horror.
Same exact venue.
Yeah.
And I love Helmet. Everybody there was like happy to be at Helmet, but it was like kind of a shame in one way. But in another way, it was like fucking Felix and all you guys doing your thing. Fucking sold the fuck out. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you. It's a super event, so we're going to do it again in July. Keep remembering. I'll keep talking.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now.
Okay, right.
It's time for Live Kings.
Now that we're done being distracted,
Live Kings.
Back to the band. What are you guys going to play for us right now?
We're going to play a cover, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do a song by a band that
inspired
us. Yeah, the band. Not the band that has inspired us. But
that is so arrogant. Is this about
your loads of fannies?
Yeah. All right.
Take a load off me.
chicane and ball now and takes me down the line. My bag is sinking low and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fetty. You know she's the only one who sent me here with the regards for everyone. Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free.
A call?
No, that was me pressing not this button.
Not this button.
Yeah.
We love doing that. Said it
nice. Fucking rad. Dude, and I like that. That reminds me of my stepdad. He wanted really bad to have a recording of his old reel to reel. He has the Easy Rider soundtrack on reel to reel.
Oh, wow.
And so Steve Larkins, I should say the amazing Steve Larkins, fucking loaned me a reel to reel player so that I could rip his fucking reel to reel copy of that of the Easy Rider album with that song on it.
Wow.
That's on the CD. Really cool. And then we photocopied the outside of the reel to reel packaging so that we could, and we made the disc look like the reel to reel thing. It was fucking
cool,
rad,
dude.
And like I got the remastered from reel to reel.
Computer smartsy.
Reel to reel is Rick, such so an cool. amazing sound.
It was such a rad fun thing to do, you know. So like
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Rick's one of my heroes. The Canes are one of my heroes too.
Oh, thanks.
Can I get abs?
But only one.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Only one of them, and we're not going to tell you which.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we love the drummer.
Yeah. So, Mike, how do you feel about being in the band now?
Good. He's going to be great on the quiz.
You fail.
If Mike wins this quiz, you guys are losers.
Really suck. Yeah, we need some good, dirty stories, okay? Outdo Andy 86.
Well, I guess.
Let's hit it.
It's time. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask these guys, hopefully not all of the same questions I've asked them before. You guys know how this goes. You remember.
Been a while.
I'm going to ask you some questions. They might be embarrassing. But you're going to tell me the answers anyway. All right. Oh, I got to tear this page out. Ow! And then drop it.
Did you want that?
Floor. Yeah, I did want that.
Nick. Oh, never mind.
Nick's,
ashtray.
Nick's evacuated.
I'm going to
eat her. Ashtray. You're going to intern? No, I'm good.
I'll get a beer. If you get a beer, I'll get a beer. Yeah, beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Ramirez, the second best intern we've ever had on this show. He's a great co-host, but he's only the second best intern. Spencer was our best intern.
Oh, that's right. What happened to that?
He's now a production assistant who stops by whenever the hell he feels like it.
Right. And we still don't pay him. So there you go. It's a great ladder to work your way up. You know?
Let's see. Yeah,
don't
right.
forget, Spencer.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Okay. GG over here and AB over here.
AB, all right. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
ABC.
Your name is ABCD, and you are GGGG.
Gee whiz.
All right, I'm just going to start off with, Greg, what are your favorite porn keywords when searching the internet?
Excellent question.
Gee, I don't know.
Of course, you think so, Rick.
Say porn?
Yes, yeah. Porn keywords.
So you're on
searching for pornography.
Yeah. You look for something you want to see.
What are your favorite
two
things
girls,
to look
one
for?
Cup. A squirter.
Fetish. Dog water dick.
That way you can see that right after the show.
Yeah, you don't got.
But I'll need a note from any girls you might be hanging out with.
All right, we're going with dog water dick.
Yeah,
that's no, nice. Come on.
Now I'm curious. Okay. I'm gonna search like, that later, just because.
Oh,
what
you'll see
up
why.
When I say
you'll
dog water
why.
Dick.
You will see why.
Adam.
Oh shit, man.
Merkin.
They're both shit, man. These guys, these tough rock star
Merkin.
Pretty boys, are here blushing
I can't
and shit.
Think of, I can't think of what.
You don't look for like
wait,
all
wait.
Lesbians,
boobs, lesbians, black girls.
Whatever's gonna get your girl you're with to want to get another girl involved with it.
Okay.
But I can't think of
threesomes.
An angel menage.
Angel threesome, not the devil's threesome.
Nice. Greg, what was the last lie you told?
What kind of questions are these?
Yeah,
wait a minute.
What's the last lie you told that you want to admit on the fake radio?
that my favorite porn keyword is dog water dick.
All right.
That is the last lie.
Adam.
The last lie I told was when I said it'd be easy for Nick to quit saying fuck on the radio.
You said that?
Yeah, outside.
You fool.
That's excellent. Adam, what is your biggest guilty pleasure?
Fuck, man.
Wow.
yeah, Greg, you're the one who
you
can't
wanna try
fuck
here?
Culture
radio.
Club.
Oh, shit.
Culture Club.
Yeah.
Come a chameleon.
Yeah, I like that song.
Awesome.
That's I was just listening to that the other day.
I'm
a faggot.
Really a guilty pleasure.
You bet.
Yeah. Are you turning
And
on
I like
boy,
it,
George
but I'm half gay, so yeah.
Oh, I just checked dog water on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yeah?
What does it say?
I don't want to say.
All right.
Save it for later.
Boy George, Rick?
As he is today or as he was then? As he was, yes, I would.
Would you?
Just to say that I was
so gay.
Yeah, that is pretty gay. Oh, I would, yeah. No, and I'd tell people afterwards that I
would you,
him.
Boy George, Rick? That's awesome. Just that say it. Would you, boy George, Rick? I might boy George him, yeah.
You mean like put little things in my hair? And
exactly. A stupid little hat and a smock.
There's a loving in your eyes all the way.
We'll put a derby on you and put some like shit in your beard.
Dude, have you seen the Karma Camilla video?
And then force you to call the cops.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And force
it's
you to call the cops
now.
And say your drugs got stolen by a hooker.
What was that good at the time?
It was. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, people made fun of it because he looked like a faggot, but it seemed great. Other than that. But now you watch it and it's like, oh, this is horrible. Nick's movie's way better than the Karma Chameleon video.
Steamboat, the paddle boat
for no apparent reason. And then the bad guy that's robbing everybody.
Yeah, and the gamblers. Yeah.
That was the storyline of the video. It made me think maybe it's a good thing that MTV is all reality shows now.
Right. It was back when videos had nothing to do with the song.
At all.
It was that I'm a director and we've done cocaine together at a party. Let me make a video for you.
Now, that was the missing persons video. They really had a broken mirror and they're all glue it on her face. It'll be great. but the Karma Chameleon, you know, in the end, the guy gets thrown off the boat for stealing from everybody. So,
but what does that have to do?
I don't know. If you listen to my lies, would you say that I'm a man without conviction? The song doesn't mean anything anyway.
But you know what? Who has good karma in this conversation?
All of
the
us.
The man behind the wall, right here, Rick. It's got karma.
Is this like
Suck
Rick's
dick night?
Because he helps
everybody
on the podcast.
I don't know.
I would love to.
Oh, I know. I think this is Nick's three beers in time of the show.
This is Nick's at I love you, man. Fans,
yeah.
Yep, which I'm okay with.
Adam, what's your favorite guilty pleasure?
I got a couple of them. You know, like the 80s movies.
Which one?
Oh.
Pick one of them.
One of them?
Yes, one.
The guiltiest.
That you don't want anybody to know about.
How about Terminator 1?
That one's pretty. Aww, I'm guilty about that one.
You feel bad about that? It's a good movie.
I don't know. What's a fucking guilty pleasure?
5 points.
You know, like if you
Mannequin.
There you go.
I listen to They Built the City on Rock and Roll every night and dance while singing in my hairbrush.
Oh, that's a weird fucking question.
That's a weird image, Rick.
I like Grease a lot.
Especially since it's not enough hair.
I like Grease.
Adam doesn't get the question. He just lost the 5 points that he got for saying Terminator.
I cried at The Notebook, dude.
Oh, I cried watching Ted.
Ted?
What?
The teddy bear movie.
Ted. That was funny.
But when he dies...
When you're trying to, when you first meet
Dude,
somebody.
Have you seen E.T.?
Oh, no.
Are you guys done? Can I keep going with the quiz here?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
We need to get this moving. Sorry about that.
When you're trying to impress somebody, the first time you meet somebody, what characteristic of yourself do you try to hide? These are bad questions, I know.
No, it's not a bad question. I just have
Take some thought.
The first thing I try to hide.
You're turn over the sand.
You're obsessive compulsive nose picking. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something.
Adam, you got anything?
What?
Okay. We're gonna call this question's a pass.
I didn't.
Okay. If you could get in a fight with anybody in history, who would you fight?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you for the redirect.
Let's see. I would probably have to pick Axl Rose. I fucking hate that guy.
Good answer.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay, Adam, he came out strong. You better.
Adam, who would you fight?
Fuck, man.
Are you high?
He's not a fighter. He's not a fighter.
That's not high enough.
I liked your answer, Greg. That was fucking boss.
Obviously, by the
pretty
face,
to say
he's not much of a fighter.
We're lovers, not fighters. Not each other.
I knew you both are. You had your answer pretty fucking fast.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, baby.
That gets one of these.
Who just pisses you off?
Nothing,
anybody,
dude? I don't know, man. I don't fucking.
Come on, Pauly Shore.
What?
Pauly Shore pisses everybody off.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Sure. How about that? Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Nice.
Fuck that guy.
Wow. Adam, you're just sinking here. How often do you masturbate, Adam? Man. You can answer this question, I'm pretty sure, accurately.
I'm not.
Wow, he cannot answer this question accurately.
I want to say that I have enough girls to do that for me, but I don't want to get in trouble. So. Let's just say pass.
That's actually a bit of a redeeming answer there. Greg? How often do you masturbate?
Well, I haven't for a while.
Yeah, well, okay. When you're seeing on a regular time, when you're,
are living the rock
like
star
normal
dream.
When you're lonely and hate the world in the cold, dark nights, how often do you masturbate?
Oh, As much as I possibly can stand.
Right.
Till it hurts, man.
To the threshold of pain.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. What is your biggest regret at this point in your life?
Him first, right?
Sure.
You're musicians in Reno. There must be some.
Right. Right. That is the Which answer.
Being a musician in Reno.
No. You know. Oh man, yes, this is great.
What? I think my biggest regret is not taking Spanish
Adam's
and auto
not
shot
even paying
in high school.
Attention to what I'm asking at this
what
point.
What was the question?
What's your biggest regret in life up to this point?
Oh,
I'm a little high to the left.
Biggest regret.
This show's like swimming through molasses.
My biggest regret's a chick named Phyllis. So I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Let's move along, Rory.
Yes, moving along. If your last meal on this earth, what
would
you eat?
Yeah, last meal on this earth. That's a good one.
Man, I...
I'm hungry.
Wow.
Well, now we know they're like not high because they would have been able to think of food.
Well, that's the thing. If you're super high, like, everything sounds good, so you're like,
Yeah, that's an indecision.
Like, you go to the store when you're high, you just put everything in the cart.
Yeah. Do I want Indian food or do I want...
I would pick... For me, it would be taco night, fish taco night.
Fish taco night.
Is that code?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Adam? Food.
Food. Favorite food.
Your last meal.
Oh, see.
Right, you could go with salmon and tuna.
Greg's got something on his mind.
He's also sexually
directing. Something having to do with fish.
Spunk.
That's fish oil, Rick.
Right. Well, it works out like that.
Okay, Adam with another zero. You're going... Okay, I'll make this simple. We'll get some yes and no answers.
Jackson is kicking your ass right now. Wow. That's so sad.
Dude, Oris is winning.
Oris, you're going down on a girl. You find some bacon. It's fresh and crispy. Mm. Do you eat it?
I didn't even hear the first part of that.
Going down on
no,
a woman.
No, just going, gone. That was his
a
chance.
A beautiful
Craig.
Woman, you're going down on her, and there's this fucking perfect piece of bacon right there on her pussy. Do you eat it?
Awesome, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just have to ask the questions right, bro.
I guess. Yeah. I guess so. I'm not
that
asking
that shit
right.
Should be on the menus at Denny's during the bacon.
Nick, can you help me out here?
The correct answer is, can I have some more?
Nick, can you help me out with some rapid fire?
Does this mean
here?
You're making right, me a sandwich fires. Afterwards?
Got no rapid fire. Going fires, but down. Here we go. You guys all seen Pulp Fiction, right?
Yes.
Uma Thurman asked John Travolta, are you an Elvis or Beatle man? Go.
Beatles.
Or?
But
I'm
Elvis,
crazy about
Elvis
both
or Beatles?
Of them. Crazy about both.
Gotta pick one. Oh, okay, you can say that. That's
answers
a good answer
both.
Too. Let's go. Okay, Ozzy or Dio, man?
I guess Ozzy.
Yeah, I don't know much of Dio, so Ozzy.
Okay, Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
I don't know much of Clash, so Sex Pistols.
Your final musical category, Joan Jett or Pat Benatar? Go.
Joan Jett.
Yeah, Joan Jett for sure.
She was just hotter. They're about that.
The correct answer is Debbie Harry.
Or Grace Slick.
As she is today.
That's filthy. All right. AIDS or cancer?
I got both of them.
Well, huh?
You've got
AIDS
both.
Or cancer.
Yeah, we're fucked.
And Adam gets 1,000 sympathy points.
Puke or diarrhea?
I've got both.
He's dying and no one will fuck him.
Beat up, arrested.
Oh, man. Depends on what it's getting arrested for.
Dude, I was going to say.
Anything more than a misdemeanor, I'd rather get beat up.
Do they really arrest you for misdemeanors, though?
Coke or Pepsi?
If they're gross.
What kind of Coke?
Diet. Zero.
All right. Okay. Last couple rapid fires, Nick.
Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger? Rick?
Like about Greg. What, though?
Like
about
what, like hang out with?
They're really slow. Let me explain. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh. I didn't know if he was asking me. I kind of meant you're like, who do you prefer? But
No. Right. I want to know about you.
Yeah,
who'd you fuck?
Yeah, I've got hair dye and a gun. Gay or ginger?
Greg lost his headphones here.
I can't even get them back on my head. Damn it. All right.
I get that a lot.
Let's see. I've never seen a successful ginger, so I guess gay.
Thank you.
Hey!
Nice.
And at least gays have
unexpected
souls.
Unexpected answer. I didn't think you'd...
Souls to go to hell, but still.
Yeah, they both
oh,
go
wait,
to hell,
you know
right?
What? Conan O'Brien, one of my favorites. How could I say that?
Okay,
I don't know.
Adam,
has he got, like, freckles, though? I mean,
yeah,
he,
yeah. He just wears
they're always
makeup.
Moly.
Gay or ginger?
Oh, I could be gay. I couldn't stand being a ginger, though.
Sweet. Okay.
All right, in a world, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay. In a world with only Star Wars or Beatles, which one would you choose?
Ah, fuck, the Beatles.
What kind of question is that?
It's a tough question. You're on the worst little podcast.
Pick one and live with it. Star Wars or the Beatles?
Beatles.
That's right. Beatles always win.
Not always.
All right, Rory, what's the score?
Sometimes we get nervous.
Well, in a surprise end, Mike comes in with 70 points.
Mike Orris.
Blowing away Adam with 12 points.
He forgot to mention that you start with 100 points and you get points deducted, so Mike automatically...
Greg gets 80 points, but actually did not win. Nick is our big winner with 100 points for his excellent quiz mastering this week.
Oh, thanks, Rory.
The quiz was so bad, Nick won.
I'll just suck his dick.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for playing, guys. That was something else. How about an exclusive debut of this band I've heard so much about, The Cages?
Yeah.
I hear they've got a new track that's not going to be available on the radios. This is going to be the only time you're going to get to hear it. It's right here on this show.
Right, except for and buying the album.
Oh, yeah. You have to buy the record.
Yeah, we're not going to be playing it anywhere else. Special for you guys. This song is...
What's it called?
It's called Three People. The song is basically about...
Is it about Ménage à Trois?
No, not like that.
It's like being in a band.
It's kind of, well, you know, it's just kind of about three different people and how there's similar, you know, just kind of similar situations and experiences. And
do they love
put
each
it together.
Other?
No, they're all separate occasions.
Oh. It's like
it's
Jim
about,
Jarmusch movie.
Well, no, I mean, it's like about three different people to me when I was writing it, but you listening to it, it's going to sound like one thing, but it's about three separate occurrences.
Hence
that
the title.
Oh, okay. Kind of the
okay.
same.
Right. That's
kind
gotcha.
So three people is just kind
I'm
of
glad
like,
we get to hear it that way now.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, I mean, you can
This is available on the upcoming album, The Cane's
Black Magic.
Yeah, it's Black Magic.
Yeah, it's kind of the other side of the
Yeah, it's the other the side album. Of it. You know, a lot of people cuz the way we put the album together is we've got the first half of it are the really grooving songs that, you know, are like our favorite like grooving songs, and then the second half is the more experimental or like different, you know, trying out different facets, because you know, you see a lot of things, you like a bunch of folk bands are popping up and are like, well, why the hell should they get to have all the fun, why don't we
right
I like
so
playing folk music too,
so you guys kind of put it together with two sides like an album
kind of
as
I,
it
yeah.
were
yeah.
sure yeah well we're you know our influence our influence is rooted in you know that kind of shit, so.
Well, I think it was something that albums used to do that you kind of lose in the CD.
Yeah, you have to flip them over.
Right, and there's two different moods, you know? I like that. Even when we don't have it, I like where you set a mood for 8 songs and then mood for another 7 songs.
Yeah. Cool, man.
A little DJing, so I dig it. Well, let's hear it.
All right.
Oh,
That's nice.
Fucking rad.
That's a little,
damn.
A little pretty and different pretty. Than your normal.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
crazy power rock.
Yeah.
You know, which, for the record, Canes. I love. I love the power and passion you guys bring to stage whenever you
Thank
guys
you.
Get Thanks. Up there. You are an exciting band to watch, and you're just solid rockers.
Yeah, one of the only bands in Reno that the first time I saw them, I had the most amazing time.
Hell yeah.
I just thought, holy cool. shit. Like, you can enjoy them without knowing their shit ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, yeah, exactly.
You walk in on the Canes, and you're like, oh, these guys are good.
Who is this?
Yeah. Yeah, and that song was a lighter side. You know.
Yeah, we don't normally play that kind of stuff at live shows, but I like those kinds of songs, and you know,
sure,
we just write songs based around how we feel at the time. So you know, everyone feels happy every once in a while,
right?
Not Danzig.
Yeah, I guess not Danzig.
Have you ever heard a happy Danzig song?
That's
no,
that's our worst fear.
Don't become Danzig. He's already out there.
Mother.
Oh, I would love to hear a Dick Cheese version of that song. Oh, Richard Cheese.
I'll do something swingy.
Rape me. You ever heard Richard Cheese do Rape
a
Me?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rape Me?
Rape me, my friend.
Rape me.
This one's for the ladies. All right, let's go. Rape me.
That's awesome.
And at the end, he kind of does this big old like,
oh, do you know that today we were recording on April 8th, the day they found Kurt?
Yes, yeah.
But he actually died on April 5th, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah, he died on the 5th, but they didn't find his body.
And
just like Layne Staley. Didn't find his body for a few days.
Yeah, damn.
Fucked up.
Wow,
those guys were awesome.
Half my life ago.
I know, right?
Literally. Like,
it's weird that that's like old shit. You know, like when that happened, I just like was like an earthquake. You know,
totally.
It was bad news. Like,
well, we should play some Nirvana songs at the open mic tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, open mic tonight.
Let's
yeah.
do that.
That's a good.
You guys go there every week. You guys are.
Well,
awesome.
We already did this.
You got to run the sound
great
over.
Time.
This will already have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys were there to help with sound, I already really appreciate it.
Oh man, what a way to. I had plans tonight, man.
No. Too kidding. Bad they changed. And what
know.
A great time
Probably
we had.
Bacon pussy.
Yeah, bacon pussy bacon called, pussy. Man. I got to be there at fucking
That
kind of
trumps Nirvana. Sorry.
So I have a moral dilemma.
Ooh.
I saw on, I found rottencotton.com, which is a great t-shirt site if you want satanic or revolting t-shirts.
Oh, stop. What does dog water mean on Urban Dictionary?
Oh, no. Okay. Dog water is the jizz that pours out of a slut's vagina after she's been fucked repeatedly. Which makes my studio
Dog Water Studio.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So there you go. When you dump it, when she stands up.
That needs to go, like, you need to have, like, dog water with, like, the little, like, pronunciation key and, like, like
urban
adjective. Like, and have a whole, like.
Gross. It is really gross.
All right, so.
My moral dilemma. I found a t-shirt that is a picture, a giant picture of Albert Fish's face. And then it says next Ooh. To it, I love children. They are tasty.
Oh, wow.
Is that,
wow. I endorse this. Would you like to explain?
Is that revolting? Oh, yeah. So Albert Fish is a killer from the 1920s who tortured, murdered, and ate children.
Yeah.
And at least one case sent a letter to the parents of the child detailing these things.
Oh, my God.
And like showing absolutely no remorse whatsoever. Like,
well, no. In his sick mind, he was showing remorse because he was letting the mother know.
Giving her closure.
That her 7-year-old daughter died a virgin.
Yes.
But then he went on to say how he murdered her and ate her.
Like, but she was a virgin.
Yeah, so you're okay.
How do you know this shit, Rick?
I read a book about him and it gave me nightmares. I'm not that sick.
No, like really there's
so much worse stuff
in the hierarchy.
I just
want to
let you know, I'm a murderer,
killing,
not a rapist.
The guy, right.
In the hierarchy of serial killing, he is one of the awfulest in the history
really,
of the
country. He's the worst.
I know they're both disgusting.
He's absolutely
You
the
put
worst.
Together Al Fish and Ed Gein, you have Hannibal Lecter. I mean, and that's
yeah. Well, and we're that, they also had a T-shirt
Hannibal
of him
would
that said
rape people.
No, they had a T-shirt of him that
he
said Hannibal
like
Lecter was a wimp
when they weren't polite.
Yeah, Albert Fish. Albert Fish drove sewing needles into his own abdomen and left them there
for years.
There were 27 needles in an X-ray they took of him before they killed
that
him.
That he just lived with. Yeah.
Yuck.
So the
new season of Dexter is starting up.
No, but so what about my moral dilemma? Is that
do you
terrible?
Still have your Ted Bundy T-shirt?
To have that? Yes, I do. It doesn't fit as good.
But then you. Ooh, can I try it on? Then you should totally
Rick,
get
you're
the fish
a Christian,
shirt.
Right?
Yeah. But so yeah, do you think Jesus is okay with it? And then it brings up is it
I
wrong?
Made
Jesus
him according
jokes.
To Jesus, he
yeah.
is his
Jesus
father.
Likes yeah. jokes. The laughing you know? Christ. The right. laughing yeah, yeah, Christ.
So I don't think it's too I think to certain occasions
let's
it wouldn't be that bad.
Let's not do any more religion on the podcast. I'm sorry I brought that up. But I just wanted to make a point because you're a gay Christian and you're talking about serial killers, and I want to know how all this wraps up because you're a fucking
Enigma wrapped
in
a puzzle.
In a
why? Well, what's weird about? I mean, I've always been interested in serial killers. I don't know why.
And those H.R. Geiger pictures that are all over the
yeah. Well,
back
I was
room
dude. I was a goth
here.
Kid, so like you know, we were into like death and stuff. You know,
like wow,
you know, like it's kind of dark, and I want people to. Think
I found
it
a dead.
Yeah, but you totally love Jesus.
Want to go see?
Oh
it?
Yeah. And Jesus died too.
Because he's the king of the zombies. I get it. Yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
King of the zombies.
That doesn't make sense.
All right.
I like Buddha.
Buddha's good.
See, and he has no creepy literature like Jesus does.
And he liked, oh, he liked buffet, dude. Obviously, Buddha liked buffet. I love buffet.
Get enlightened, Siddhartha. Gain a few pounds.
He didn't have the alien chariots of like Vishnu and Krishna.
Or multiple arms
and Ezekiel. Yeah.
All right.
It's really
so,
good if you're a musician to have eight arms.
I'm going
right?
to redirect the bus from the cliff that it's heading over as Winnemucca now tunes out of the program. Yeah. We're losing
sorry,
all
trucker.
The outlying regions of the
sorry, vampire
state.
Trucker on speed who thinks our show is cool for a minute. Got really gay.
What is happening this coming weekend? Nick, you've got a big show on Friday, right?
Of Friday, Candy Shop's playing with the Feather Merchants and Betty Rocker at the Alley.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh,
that'll
Rocker.
Be a lot of fun.
Get your chick rock on.
Chick rock.
And also, if you want to spend a lot more money, I don't know how much tickets are, but Suicidal's at the Knit.
Ooh, yeah.
And we have a surrogate band, the Pink Floyd cover band at the Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. That's my Friday night lineup. You guys got anything
that's
Friday?
Friday. You know,
what are you doing?
I don't. We do not have shows scheduled till the 27th. That's the CD release show. That's when we're playing.
April 27th?
April 27th, yeah.
Where's that at?
The Knitting Factory.
Ooh, yeah.
With a bunch of rad bands like Scarlet Presence. And...
Right. And Drinking with Clowns and Bazooka Zoo.
Okay, cool.
And for the Free Me track, you can find the Canes on Bandcamp or you can look them up on their Facebook page.
Right.
The Canes
got a website coming soon and we just finished
thecanes.com.
It'll be thecanesmusic.com.
Oh cool.
It's coming soon to a theater near the music video though. We just almost finished
it's coming soon.
We're almost finished
finished.
Spunk. With our music video.
Oh!
That we're shooting with Skytip Media.
Very
damn.
Cool.
We've got some special guests in it. There's like a member from each, a member from three different Reno bands in our video.
Secretly?
Yeah.
We'll have a release.
And they're all
we'll
Nick.
That release probably.
I'm in none of them.
A
that's
week
what's
before.
Amazing. Awesome. I
when
want to see
when
it.
Should that be out then? By like the 20th?
But we should have it out. It would be great to have it done on 420.
Yeah,
have it released on 420.
Hey. It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It should
I
be
love
done.
Video,
then.
Right? Movies and video—that's exciting shit.
I love like, Hitler's
it's
birthday.
So awesome. Yeah exactly. Because Hitler.
Right. Hitler's birthday. I love it.
Rigorous proof.
420.
Rigorous proof is actually at the end of our video.
We had some help with the guys from Rigorous Proof.
Cool. Love
they're
those
awesome.
Guys.
Yeah. Speaking of good videos, their new one.
Yeah, their new video is awesome.
They had a
video
really killer.
Very cool, dude.
But yeah, so they have this special guest appearance in our music video.
And they're playing the night before April 26th at the GSR for Whitney Myers.
Oh, yeah,
CD
Whitney
release.
Meyer.
Nice.
Let's all give a moment of shout out to Whitney.
Yeah, I got to see. Go, yay, Whitney! She was at the White Party last weekend. Did a little set, and it was fun to see her there.
She is pretty white. No, she's soulful.
Is she a ginger?
Oh, shut up!
That was terrific.
Is Whitney Meyer a ginger?
I don't know.
We should check her for moles.
Google it.
See if she has a soul.
Yeah.
She has a lot of soul. She can't be a ginger.
Open her up. See if she has a soul.
Right.
Dude, redheads are hot. I think, you know.
Redhead girls are hot.
Okay, steering the bus back away from the cliff. Back away from the cliff. There are no secrets in the podcast, guys. What are you guys talking about? Oh.
Is somebody chewing gum?
Yeah, somebody's chewing gum.
I'm trying to get a piece of gum from Adam. That's all.
Sexually.
All right. Do you have one more song you want to play, or is there another song on the CD that we're going to put in right now?
No, that's it.
We could go out with one, you know?
Yeah.
Did you get one song by the Kings?
Sure. What do you think, man? You want to do another album cut, another exclusive kind of one?
What does Jess think about it, Rick?
I love that. Jess was just telling me what she thought about it. Jess, are you fucking down?
Do you
want to
hear
that?
Another song, Jess?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Let's do If You Want or something.
Yeah,
like
you guys want to? You guys want something rocking?
Yeah.
I don't know if I gave him that track. Did I give you If You Want?
Yeah, you did. And we're gonna listen to it right now.
All right, check this out. This is a little secret thing.
Hey, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, the Canes. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
If you want, I can still find you effortless perpetual dream. In the sun, I'm one to see through your viral skin. Are you head, willing man, when I'm sending your subjective regime?
Whenever she acted up.
Dogwater Studios. Hi, microphone.